You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Christ. Today, we have with us Dr. Jackson Watts. You may not know this as a listener or a viewer, but the first podcast that we ever recorded was with Dr. Jackson Watts. Jackson, do you remember that particular podcast recording?
Yeah, it seems like we were still trying to figure some things out, if you know what I mean.
We were ironing some things out. Very good podcast. Folks should go back and listen to it. I think we talked about, we did one on prayer. It may have been that one where we talked about prayer, especially public prayer. So check that out and remember that that was the very first podcast ever recorded. So Jackson, you're no stranger to the Better Together podcast at all, my friend.
Glad to be back. Happy to do it.
So we should say you've been a pastor. How long have you been a senior pastor, we should say?
11 years here in our current work here.
All right. And before that, you were over at Tippett's Chapel, did some great work there, did some great studies, and now you have your PhD, and we're excited about that. But Jackson, you're very concerned, and you're someone that really hopes that we can do everything we can to sharpen ourselves and help each other to grow. And you've been talking to us for some time about this book, How People Change. Why is that a good book that's pretty timely for pastors and lay people to read and to kind of get into a little bit?
Well, first off, this is what the cover of it looks like. So just to kind of get that out there, I think that this is one of the very best books on spiritual growth, to put it in the broadest of terms, that I am aware of. And of course, there are lots of good ones, but I became aware of this book 10 or 12 years ago. I can't remember if it was at the end of my time in previous ministry or here, but I became aware of it. And one of the authors will be familiar to a lot of people. Paul Tripp has written lots and lots of books, very good books. He's joined by Tim Lane in this one. And I read it and I thought, wow, you know, this is the type of book that really gets us into the scriptures and really helps us think about the fundamentals of spiritual growth and maturity and discipleship, just to put it in those terms, a word like that we use quite often. So it's one of the very best books I've found, and probably more than any other book, I have walked through this book with individuals. I've certainly recommended it to people. And I've given copies of it away as well through the years. And so even though it dates back to probably the mid-2000s, I think, is when it was published, but it's been exceedingly beneficial. So I think it's a great choice for this particular avenue. And let me say this too, I'm really excited. I was excited when I learned that the executive office was kind of spearheading this effort to promote these discussions, because someone said years ago, when you quit reading, sometimes you quit thinking too. True. And it's very hard to lead people well when you're not thinking well. And so I'm such a fan of us having a really thoughtful book list. Whether you're a pastor, Sunday school teacher, lay leader of any kind, we need to be reading things that really feed and fuel our own spiritual growth.
Well, it's so true. And many people know this is one of the Rekindle coaches books that they read, and someone might be listening and saying, so why don't I just read the book? What's the value of me actually participating in a book discussion? So why should folks join us on September 15th for this book discussion?
Well, you can read a book and you can read it multiple times, but there are still things sometimes. I mean, this book isn't especially long. It's a little over 200 pages, but there are still things that didn't occur to you in previous times reading it. But when you're in a discussion context, especially when it's multiple people, inevitably someone will call attention to something that you had overlooked, something that you had read and you remember reading, but you hadn't thought about how profound something was. And there's something about doing it in a group setting where it surfaces those insights, and it forces you to kind of go back and look closer, to think more deeply. And what's really rewarding, especially, is when you have people that all saw something and it's kind of a confirmation of sorts, like, okay, I think this is really important and I'm finding this to be true in my own experience, or I'm seeing this particular trend in the local church and other people seize on that as well. And so you get over that whole effect of maybe I'm crazy, but I think I'm seeing this, but other people are as well. And so it's confirmation, it's illumination. It really causes you to read more carefully. It makes you a better reader, I think, mm-hmm. when you do it in a group setting.
And there's some accountability to it as well, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Books we're going to read, but if I know that we're going to show up and I'm going to need to discuss it, I need to have read it. You alluded to this earlier. You talked about you've probably have walked more people through this book than any other book. It helps us to take a book and apply it, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, let me come at that a little bit differently. I think sometimes I find with people, and this is true of even pastors, there's sometimes this kind of mindset of I just read the Bible and we don't really need to be reading all these other books. And certainly the scriptures come first. But what really a good Christian book like this does when it's written by people, good Christian teachers, if you will, is they're actually taking you into the scriptures. They're teaching you in written form. They're able to bring out things and passages that maybe you haven't thought about or you haven't seen. And so I find that to be a very indispensable part of our discipleship. So I can get my Bible in one hand and I can get this book in the other hand, and I can sit down with someone and we can talk about stuff found in this book. And of course, they have large sections of the scripture. I mean, about half this page is just from the book of Colossians. And so they do a great job of getting you in the word in a very meaningful way. And again, sometimes drawing out insights that maybe you yourself, if you had just read that passage that morning and just read it, you might not have caught something, but the authors are bringing out something and making a connection to something else that you, again, a connection you hadn't previously made. So that's another thing about this particular book and ones like it that are just so helpful for us.
That's good. So think about how people do need to change. It's a book on a very important topic that we, as pastors, as lay people, we're trying to walk people through. How is it that I can participate in this book discussion? I'm sold on it. I want to read the book. I want to be part of the discussion. What do I need to do next?
Well, you can email questions@nafwb.org, and that's how you do the registration. If for some reason people had other questions, they could email me directly if they like. It's just my name, Jackson Watts, normal spelling of both of those, @hotmail.com. But yeah, just emailing your office, they can do the registration. And the dates are provided on the NAFWB website. As you said earlier, September 15th is when we kick it off. Try to do it late in the afternoon to kind of accommodate folks that may have meetings during the day. Hopefully that 4 o'clock window will work for most. And we're just going to break it up and we're just going to walk through it together. And I'm just really excited about it, to be able to do this in a group setting, because 101 is good, but 4, 5, 6 people, that's really good, I find.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So Jackson already mentioned September 15th, the first book discussion. There's also one on October 20th, November 10th. And December 15th, all at 4 p.m. and that central time. Mm-hmm. Truly, just email us questions@nafwb.org. And what we'll do is we'll send you back some recommendations we make for participating in the book club, some things that are very helpful. We ask you to have your video up where we can see each other. We just think that helps to mute yourself when you're not speaking. And we've got some other helpful tidbits we believe that are there. We'll also send you the Zoom link, and we'll encourage you to just keep that to yourself. So we want each person to register individually. We've got some reasons for that, which we can explain if you're interested. But go to questions@nafwb.org and register there, and we'll get you taken care of. Well, Jackson, I'm looking forward to it, my friend.
Yeah, me too. It's a great book, whether someone's been a Christian 5 years or 25 or 55 years. It's a really great book. It really is.
Good deal. And so we encourage you, go ahead and get the book. If you'd like to read it, email us at questions@nafwb.org. We'll also send you a link to the book where you could purchase it there. And take a look at the other growth activities that are there at nafwb.org. Because remember, when we truly do work together, when we grow together, we're truly better together. Thank you for joining us today.